You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. My name's Dustin Heiner, and I am here to help you achieve financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate. And in today's show, I'm bringing on a fantastic student of mine who came to the Income Building Live Conference and after that joined everything we do at Master Passive Income. I coached him. He now has 4 properties in 4 months. He's going to show us how he did it and how you can do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What's up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, I got to tell you some things that I'm seeing in the real estate market right now. Well, more than just the real estate market. I want to talk about the market, but then I also want to talk about overall economy and the things that are going on. Now, it looks like, well, as I'm releasing this, it looks like the Federal Reserve is going to be lowering interest rates here in the next couple, like week or two. They're supposed to lower interest rates just a little bit. Now, again, I got to tell you, when the Federal Reserve lowers interest rates, that's what the rate is between banks. When banks borrow back and forth or borrow from the Federal Reserve, that does not relate to the mortgages. It doesn't necessarily relate, but it's correlated, which means when one changes, you see the other change. And so when the Federal Reserve was raising the rates, you saw mortgage rates just keep going up and up and up. I remember May of 2024, I bought a house. It was at 8%, 30-year fixed. I mean, I was thinking 8%, if it goes up to 14%, I'm going to be happy I have it 8%. But then if it goes down, I'm going to refi. So I did refinance, a little tangent. I refinanced this property for a 4.5% loan, 15-year fixed 4.5% loan. I'm so pumped about that loan, 15-year loan. And when it's paid off in 15 years, it's gone. And that's just cash flow coming in. And my goodness, it was a 4.5% loan. And the reason why the interest rate was lower and I was able to refinance was because the Federal Reserve started lowering their interest rate that they, you know, have for the Federal Reserve interest. And so it's correlated. So just know that whenever the Federal Reserve does something, it correlates to the mortgage rates. Now, Federal Reserve is going to be lowering, but here's another thing that they're doing. They just started printing money. It's called quantitative easing, which is I just hate the way they just make up these fancy words to make you feel dumb as well as hide what they're doing, but they're printing money again. Now, when they print money, what happens is it devalues our currency, the dollar that's what we have for currency. It's not actual money. Money would be gold and silver and things that are tangible. The promissory note or the reserve note that we have as our dollar, what that is, it's the federal government saying that this is the full faith and credit of the federal government. It's not actually money, but it's currency. So what they've done since 2008, the crash in 2008, is they just started printing money and they started debasing our currency. That's why you have inflation, so much inflation in the last, 4 or 5 years. Once COVID happened, they wanted to stimulate the economy, so they started printing more money. They were printing money since 2008, but they printed a lot more money and inflation hit. Prices of everything have skyrocketed, and I believe I saw that in 1997, I believe it was, $100 was $100. You know, it's just currency, $100 bill. Well, today it's worth $55, or you can purchase just $55 worth of stuff as opposed to in 1997, it could purchase $100. So basically, the dollar is devalued over time because they print money. And as they print money, it debases the currency because there's so many more dollars out there. So that I'm seeing that as well. Now, I'm also seeing I'm also seeing job losses. You see a lot of companies out there that are just cutting off or laying off people, cutting people. And Amazon, I think they dropped 1,400 employees recently. I mean, I think a couple episodes, I went through a list of different, a couple episodes ago of the Master Passive Income Show. Sorry, I get excited and I jump over words that I'm going to actually say, but I listed out a bunch of job losses that are happening recently. So that's going to be, that's going to hit us because the economy, as it goes down, we're going to have problems in the economy, but not us as real estate investors. I'm going to get to us and how this is good for us. But here's the thing. Some people are saying, well, interest rates, when mortgage interest rates go down, if it goes down, then man, people are going to be buying properties. People are going to be gobbling up all these properties. Well, here's crazy thing that people don't realize. They're very nearsighted, which means they only look at, you know, the next week or 2 weeks or maybe a couple months. But what happens is, if you look at the big picture, if people are losing their jobs, can they afford a house to live in? You know, a primary residence, you have to have the ability to repay the loan by your job. Well, if you lose your job, are you going to be able, doesn't matter what interest rate is going to be when you buy that house? No, it doesn't. So people are losing their job. And so even though right now the economy is not, it's not looking terrible, but you know, it's not looking great. Prices of homes are still relatively high because I think people are trying to hold on. They're trying to hold on. Prices are coming down in certain areas. Rents are even, you know, stabilized. They're actually not going up anymore. But rents went up since 2020. So I'm making so much more money. Inflation hasn't bothered me, but here's the crazy thing. Let's say there is some sort of recession, dare I say a correction or a crash in the real estate market. Well, if there is a correction or a crash where the real estate market comes down a ton, let's say 25%, 30%, 50% of the value that it is now, which is not, it's not like that can't ever happen. In fact, the people that are telling you, oh, it's never going to come back down, it's always going to go up, they're lying to you, or they're stupid, or that's kind of a crass way to say it. They don't know what they're talking about. What goes up comes down, and there's always corrections in the market. Now, eventually, it'll get back up there, like the properties I bought in 2006, 7, and 8 before the crash. Yeah, the crash happened. I lost value on my homes, but now they're worth three times as much as when I bought in 2006, which is phenomenal. Now, here, the reason why I tell you all this, from the interest rate of the Federal Reserve, their mortgage interest rates, people losing their jobs, prices coming down on homes, people can't be buying houses. Reason why I'm telling you this is because if you've been listening to, more than likely, you've been listening to my show for the past few years now, and you want to keep coming back, because I've been telling you this for probably about 2 years now. I've been saying that the real estate and the economy cannot keep going up forever. People that tell you it says it's going up forever, they don't know what they're talking about. Now, I've been telling you that we are entering, if not we are already in, the best time ever to invest in real estate. So we are, I'm going to say this blanket statement, we're entering the best ever time to invest in real estate. If you are not currently investing in real estate right now, you need to get started right now. Big reason why is just like if you're surfing. You know, if you're surfing, you're on a board, you, when a wave comes, what you do is you start paddling before that wave gets you so that you have momentum so then you could stand up on the board. I love surfing. I surfed when I used to live in California. But you get up because you have momentum and the wave starts taking you and then you start surfing. Well, you do not want to wait till after the wave passes you and then start paddling. It's going to be hard to catch up, almost impossible to do so. But what you want to do right now is you need to be investing right now. You need to be learning how to invest in real estate. And I'm glad you come back and listen to the podcast every single week, because this is what I do, is I try to educate you so you can do it. Hopefully you're one of the million people that I'm helping to invest in real estate. Number two, on top of the education, you also need to get around the people that are doing it. I have joined the Tennessee Real Estate Investor Association. 10 RIA is what it is. But anyways, I'm partnering with them. They're amazing people. Really love that RIA, the local RIA here in Tennessee, Nashville. And we're putting on I'm putting on Income Building Live, and they're partnering with me. We're just trying to help as many people as possible. And the reason why I bring up All of this is because we're entering the best ever time to invest in real estate. You need to get around the right people. See, education, number one, get around the right people, number two, and start investing. And that's why I'm putting on the Income Building Live Conference in March 19th through the 21st here in Nashville. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have hundreds and hundreds of real estate investors here. And the person that I'm bringing on right now, my student, he came from the Income Building Live Conference. And he started investing in real estate just by coming to the event, coming to the conference, being inspired. That's what I try to do, is inspire you to do this. And this is the reason why I'm bringing him on. Now, you need, not just you should, you need to be at the Income Building Live Conference that I'm putting on here in Nashville, March 19th. You need to be here. And I am going to put the link in the description. I'm also going to give you a promo code to get your discount ticket, get 10% off your ticket. If you put in the promo code Dustin, then you will get 10% off your ticket. Check the link in the description. Go to incomebuildinglive.com. Go there. Get 10% off of your pass with the promo code Dustin. And it's early bird right now. We still have 4 months before the event. And you are getting the early bird price. It's extremely discounted now, but you're going to get even 10% off more. But you need to be here with me in Nashville and hundreds of other real estate investors. Now, I'm pumped to bring on one of my students who has seen that coming to an event that brings awesome people together to help them to invest in real estate, that's when you get the inspiration, the education, and you start moving. He bought 4 properties in 4 months. And now let's get into today's show, where I interview one of my students, Josh Livingston. All right, here we go. Joshua Livingston, thank you so much for being here on the show with me.
Thanks for having me, Dustin. It's exciting. It's definitely a pleasure.
Man, this is so great. I love bringing on people, like regular everyday people, that have been able to invest in real estate, because a lot of people think, oh man, it's for the wealthy, or you have to have a lot of education or experience or whatever it might be. But at the same time, that might be the case where those things help. A lot of money definitely helps. A lot of education, a lot of, experience definitely helps. But anybody can do this. And so, Josh, talk to us a little bit about how you just started, like you got started investing in real estate, you know, listening to podcasts and really just jumping in. Talk to us about what you were doing before and then what really got you into investing in real estate.
Actually, I mean, even before, the pandemic, it just kind of changed how, you know, how we did our jobs, how we lived our daily lives. My 9-to-5 is, it's a government job. I know, Dustin, you've been there too. Just decided it was only going to take me so far. I wanted to take a more active role and be in the driver's seat of like, okay, well, I mean, I can like hope for promotions, like, you know, all this stuff, but, real estate's always kind of been in the back of my mind. So like walking on breaks and lunches, listening to podcasts, and yours was, one of them that I would listen to just routinely. So I was just gaining so much like free information from you. Like, honestly, I got a lot. To use the term value add, just straight out of the free content. I mean, it didn't quench the thirst for more. So when I saw other opportunities, okay, I'm definitely buying the program. I want to see like what else is there. Rubicon, that was when everything kind of launched. I'd been saving. I had a side hustle that was just bringing me, a few hundred extra bucks. And I was just, letting that just bank on to the side. Wasn't dipping into that so that I could get that first down payment. I know, you say that your first investment is in yourself. And that's what I was trying to do. I'm like, oh man, that was the big scary hurdle. I'm like, who has, enough for a down payment, these days, like who saves anymore? it was never my strong suit, but
that's very true.
If I had this extra money that was just never part of my budget, through a side hustle, that's really what did it. And then, this past December, mom, she had taken sick last year, but she passed in December. And that was kind of the catalyst. I said, I can't sit on the sidelines. I did have a small inheritance there that was enough to push me over my financial goal there to make that first purchase. So then I was ready to shop and It was actually shortly before I got to come to RoopCon, so the timing actually worked out pretty great.
I'm really sorry to hear that. My mom passed away. It was 2017. She was only 57 years old, and it's definitely it makes you kind of wake up to realize that life is very short. And I anybody that says, you know, talks about their parents, I say, well, make sure you call them up all the time. Like, talk to them more than you think you should, because when they're gone, you're going to wish that you could talk to them. I wish I could call my mom basically every single day. And so it's just a bummer. But then it was great that your mom was able to leave you something that isn't benefiting you now. And that's what we're doing here with Master Passive Income, buying real estate, creating generational wealth that we can, you know, we can leave a legacy for our family so that they can have real estate, they can have passive income. So I love that you are, like, you literally started moving forward. So you joined the Real Estate Wealth Builders membership. That's the membership where we do group coaching, have all these courses, and the community, which is great. You're active in the student community, which is so helpful. Like, people get encouraged when you're sharing all your wins and encouraging them, giving them insights and ideas. And then with that, you went to RoopCon. So the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, and where you actually bought the ticket before you joined the membership, and then started joining the membership, started going, and then went to RoopCon. And from RoopCon, which was in March, and we're recording this, it says September 1st, from that point forward, from RoopCon to September, so March to September, you've already got 4 units. I mean, you're moving so well. You have another one under contract, I believe. So walk us through that first property, because usually the first property is the hardest one to get.
It was. I mean, not just, you know, from a technical standpoint, but just emotional. I had never bought a house before. Yeah, I had always rented, and you know, so that was already a hurdle I knew I was going to be facing. But yeah, so with the momentum of RoopCon, because honestly, that was a huge perspective change for me. Like, I mean, the monthly calls are fantastic, the sense of community, but RoopCon, it's just being in person that made it real. And, you know, I use that to fuel me you get that inner voice sometimes when you're about to do something big and scary. I've never done this before. And I'm like, okay, wait, no. I know 100 guys who have just spent the weekend talking about things just like this that we've done. So I kept that in the back of my mind whenever, you know, I'm signing the papers or I'm making that first offer. I mean, that was scary because I'm thinking, like,
and I want to pause for a quick second and share that. Honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So 2 things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, RENTAL, to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
You know, what if they accept it? You know, and I'm like, I obviously I want them to accept my offer, but like I said, just new things are always scary. I inherited, you know, one property, but that's not one of the ones that I'd purchased. And that one later on is going to be a rental, but because it's next door to, that was mom's house, you know? So, one day that'll be a rental, but not including that one. I've made 3 purchases. I've got one under contract. That first one though, didn't do everything perfect. I did, you know, everything that, you know, I thought I was, covering all bases. I didn't do bad. It's still, you know, it's still a win. It's still, that one brings about a little over $300 a month.
What do you mean not bad? $300 a month is a lot of money in passive income. That's fantastic.
I had some surprises later on after the buy, cause I didn't realize that the house was going to need rewired, and that is an expense.
I've been there.
Oh, been there. And you'll, yeah, it especially, I had two properties personally. So I was buying two properties at the same time, relatively, like, you know, back to back. And I had a bunch under contract and I was closing on two of them. And both of them, out of nowhere, I didn't realize this, but in one specific area of the country, Ohio, if the electricity had been off for a year, then it has to be reinspected by the city. And if it doesn't pass current, like current electrical, this is something that you wouldn't know unless you went through it. And me being a coach, I'd literally tell my students, hey, watch out for this because it can happen. And so they said it has to go all the way up to code. So it was back in code back, 40 years ago, but now it's literally out of code. So now you get to spend $3,500, $4,000 and that was two houses for me to do repair both houses. But those things happen and they come with, you're going to grow from that with knowledge. And obviously being a part of the Real Estate Wealth Builders membership and RubeCon as well, asking questions where we're all working together. These are all insights that only really come with experience and being around other people who have had these experiences. So you got that first property that's making $300 a month in passive income. And obviously this is a barrier, like $250 is the minimum. And that is for the good times and the bad times. Like we want to make sure we're getting 250 because sometimes it might dip into your passive income where you thought you're normally making 300, but there was a big expense. You didn't see that. Now it's dropped down to like 150 or something like that. But we always want to have 250. Now, how quickly did the second property come after that first property? Because I know what I've seen from my students, but I want to see what you say.
I closed on my first property April 19th, and I closed on my second May 31st.
So a little more, like not even a month and a half, like a little over a month. And I absolutely... You're not outlier. Everybody, like literally all of my students, because the hardest part is building the business. And you know, we talk about this all the time, building the business so that it runs itself. That's the hardest part. But as soon as you have that, it's just finding the right inventory and buying it. And so no joke, that's like literally what happens within a month, maybe at most 2 months, the second property comes where the first property takes years to get to. Then you get the first property, second property is like, boom, right like that.
Yeah, you're right. It really did. Cause I felt like I was shopping around forever and I was daily, multiple times a day talking with my real estate agent. And I mean, thank goodness she had, you know, the patience of a saint, cause she was always, ready and willing to answer any questions. I mean, I had what I thought I was just asking silly questions. And so she was a great, but she would, make suggestions to me. I, find things on Zillow all the time. I was just like glued to Zillow. In my market area, and I say, hey, what about this one? And because I'd run through the numbers, like, as long as the numbers work, hey, I'm happy. And I have to say, Dustin, I absolutely love your green light tool.
The green light deal analyzer.
Yes. I use that on every single property that I analyze. I mean, because Sweet. The 1% rule is great. As just kind of like a cursory, but if I want to see like, okay, well, brass tacks, is this actually something that can work? It's just that, that tool helps make sense for me. So more confidence in like, okay, I'm not forgetting something. It's all accounted for.
That's terrific. Yeah. And so for everybody listening, what Josh is talking about is the 1 minute green light deal analyzer. And that has really helped me too, because there's so many different calculations and so many different criteria that you want to make sure you hit. And as best as I did, I made a calculator and it has been helping me so much. And obviously, Joshua, I'm so glad you shared that, because that has just been it's just a game changer if you get the 1 minute green light deal analyzer. And so, yeah, but you can go to my site if you want to check that out. Now, Joshua, so from there, you are continually building and buying more properties. Now, do you mind sharing where you are investing, like what city, what state, and why you even pick that?
I live in a pretty small town. I've been investing in my hometown. It's a small area of Southern Ohio. And part of, looking in Zillow, I had originally thought, okay, I'll take a look and see what the market looks like in places like Cincinnati and Cleveland and, Columbus, larger metro areas, like maybe I'll hit a suburb and find, a honeypot there. And so while I was, looking for other markets, I kept seeing things that were popping up on Zillow in my backyard, like one that was like half a mile from my house. I'm like, hey, that's actually a pretty cool property there, that would make me some money. That was my first offer. I mean, I didn't, that sale didn't happen. Looking back, I'm glad it didn't, but
without an inspection, like there's something they're hiding. If they say, no, you cannot have an inspection period, they're like, well, then you cannot have my offer. You're not going to take my money at all.
I mean, that was just kind of what got me, nudged in that direction. Cause I'm like, okay, I'm still looking at the other areas. But I'm like, okay, well, if I'm going to be taking this seriously, in my local area, which I never thought, like, it's kind of a small area. Maybe that's like, there's not going to be deals like that. I'm like, nobody's, making this kind of money and where they're actually cash flowing it. Cause I always heard, rental prices were different than what they turned out to be. But I'm like, well, who's even going to do a property manager? Well, I did some asking around and actually just actively looking for that. I'd never really asked, never thought to, but I hadn't seen any signs. So I didn't think there were any property managers in my area. I was very wrong. Found one that, that I really click with and, and she's been great, very helpful. Once I located her, she had a bunch of contacts and, handyman, electrician, of course, me being from the area, there were a few that I already, had in my network. So I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll make offers in my local area too.
That's great. I love how you were already ready to invest out of your area, because a roadblock a lot of people have when they start looking at investing, it's like, man, in my area, I can't find any properties. And they feel like that's a limitation, meaning they have to invest in the same city that they live in, which is definitely not the case. We invest all over the country, wherever there is a good area that we build the business first, that we can find good inventory, which means the properties that we buy is good inventory. When we can find a good area, we're going to invest there because we're not the experts. We want to hire experts that are going to do the work for us. So that is fantastic. So Joshua, talk to us about when you were going to get your first property, how you're a part of RoopCon as well as the Real Estate Wealth Builders membership, the group coaching that I do. How did that help you to move the needle, like to actually move on these properties, and then maybe anything that you might have learned throughout the process?
Looking back, I think that it helped me with that first purchase is just, like I said, the confidence, but it nudged me to just not be afraid and just, jump in, do it. I mean, do your due diligence, do your research, but like once you've done like the analytical stuff and like, okay, the numbers work, we've hashed that out, then all the nerves and stuff, like, yeah, they can be there, but you're going to do it anyway, because, you feel that support of the community. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, I used to think that was just kind of like a cheesy thing. Like, people say like, oh, we got this, great community. And then you get there and like, nobody's talking. And I'm like, no, I've met these guys, men and women from all over the country. And I'm like, I mean, I can shoot a message anytime, but anyway, just having that backing, just friends. I mean, that's all a network is, just friends and acquaintances and such, but that's what pushed me to go ahead, make that offer. They'd counter, come back with something, and I'd make adjustments. Once we locked in, we had, the property inspection, which of course was the inspector that I wanted to go with, which he was overbooked because I did a 10-day inspection. Well, I know, Dustin, you typically go with a 10 days. For me, with the inspector that I like, he is the best priced in my area. He's got, just because he's got lower overhead, but I've got to give him more time. So I don't do it with anything less than 14-day inspection period. And so I've done that several times. So I actually spoke with him earlier today. He did an inspection on the one I got under contract. So that's three of the four, contracts. He's been my inspector. So yeah. But just bumping that, learning from the first one, I was able to just make that shift from 10 to 14 in my particular area.
And you can. And I always say, like, the minimum of $250 a month in passive income, that's the minimum. Same thing, 10-day inspection period, that's the minimum. If you can get a 50 or a full inspection period, like let's say it's a 45-day closing, you say, hey, I want a 45-day inspection period, that would be fantastic. Like, let's absolutely do that. sellers don't always like that. And so, but yeah, if you can get to 14 days, that's just fantastic too. So you now have another one on a contract. Talk to us about how that one's going and how are you going to continually scale your business to buy the next property?
The one that I've got under contract right now, that one has been a roller coaster. I've been watching it for months since March. It's been on Zillow and he wanted, originally he was asking the 115 and I know my market here, you know, locally. And I'm like, all the comparables. I'm like, I don't see how he's asking 115, for that. But, anyway, it was always on my Zillow. I'd made an offer when he, you know, back in, I think March or April. I mean, of course, you know, he never took me up on that. Cause I was looking for something. I think I came in at about 65 or 66 on that offer. Cause I'm like, hey, my numbers are crushing if I get that. So I'll throw it out there, see if he comes back and actually wants a deal. But I get a notification, Zillow, he had dropped the price considerably. So after some back and forth negotiation on the price, I was able to lock that one in for, he ended up coming down more than 25,000. It was about $75,000. This one excited me because I love the location of it. Everything looks like it's going to be ready to go pretty much turnkey because he's not been there very long, but he's put a lot of new modernization into it. You know, it's just, you know, very fancy and clean on the inside, you know, fresh paint. But it reminded me of some the proximity to local hospitals. I thought, okay, this is someday that maybe I could rent this out to traveling nurses or something or turn it into an Airbnb. Just because that neighborhood, you know, would actually be a nice one for that. But I wasn't going to make a buy without it at least making sense with the numbers with the long-term rental. The negotiations, we finally got it set on a number, which I thought was going to be the hard part. But then just, I'm not sure what was going on with the seller's agent. He wasn't maybe relaying everything or just not conveying the message of what I was trying to go for. Cause I'm making these offers and he's wanting, a possession 30 days after close, yeah, which is not uncommon. But I'm like, God, that wasn't going to be a good fit for me. Like I'd be happy to lease it back to him. But I feel, you know, like it would be easier. I'd be in a better position if I had to remove him as a tenant. I'd actually have probably an easier process and less costly.
Ohio's not that bad. Honestly, Ohio's not that bad for evicting people. And I love the idea of that you're actually going to put him in a lease. It could be a zero this first month, but if he stays longer, then it's like, you know, $500 more than the market rent or something, whatever. Like you're putting teeth to it to get him out. But at the same time, if you have a lease, you can evict them. They're a tenant now. So definitely get that in place.
And I'd been talking to him about, you know, like a 3% close. They, you know, they slapped that down and like, okay, well, they kind of like as a gesture, you know, that they're coming back with $500. But then everything just went silent. You know, we weren't hearing back from the seller's agent. Like, okay, well, we agreed on a number. Why is this not working? I think the seller's agent was on a vacation and he just maybe had too many irons in the fire. So I decided, well, he is in my local area. I jumped on Facebook and I found we've got some mutual friends. So I connected with the seller directly. I shot him a message. You know, I said, hey, can you give me a call when you get a chance? And so, you know, later on he did, we chatted and, turns out, you know, we've actually been at the ball fields at the same time before, you know, our kids playing sports, small world that way. But I mean, within 10 minute conversation, I was like, okay, what was a roadblock, you know, I just determined I wanted to see that as an opportunity to, you know, solve a problem and, you know, get creative. So I said, look, I'd be happy to lease that back to you. Cause he was afraid of moving so quickly, you know, like having the deal. And if it came down to the closing table and it just didn't happen, then his family's uprooted and he's just, you know, got that uncertainty. I'm like, look, I understand that. So like, I got him, you know, a 30-day lease, you know, in the contract. That's the agreement. And that $500 that he was going to put toward closing, I said, look, we'll call that rent.
That's great. I mean, that's what we are as investors. We're problem solvers. We figure out what a problem that the seller has, and we fix that problem for them, where we help as best as we can to what's going to benefit us, but also benefit them as well. So that's super creative, jumping on Facebook and actually contacting the seller. Man, I love that. So, man, Joshua, so it's been so great information. Now, you are active inside the Slack community where people can connect with you too. So for everybody listening, if you want to join and chat with Joshua about all of his stuff and everything that he's doing, if you join the membership, you'll be in there with him. And Joshua, you're 100% right. Like, I always thought, yeah, when somebody talks about the community that they have, like the networking that goes on, it's kind of like it's an ancillary thing. No, it's actually a big deal. And I only know that now. Like, I always kind of wrote it off. But now that I'm actively in it and participating in it and facilitating it, it is so much better because, man, you don't feel like you're alone. You feel like you're with everybody else, especially like we have a community for the student community in Master Passive Income. So all the students are in there. We also have another one for RubeCon. So if you go to the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, we have another community. Like, you're automatically put into that community to be a part of the conversation, helping each other out. It's phenomenal. So Joshua, this has been so great. I really appreciate you coming on and encouraging everybody. Cause like I said, I've always tried to say, regular everyday people can do this. And so I really appreciate you. And so Joshua, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing all your insights. And man, I'm rooting for you. So you're doing a great job.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And just lighten the spark and, giving me a little bit better direction. So I really do feel like I'm finally in the driver's seat of building that future that, I don't think that I could have gotten anywhere else.
Well, hey, you keep it up. I'm looking forward to seeing it by RubeCon 2023. Now, if anybody else wants to go, you can use the promo code podcast. It'll give you 10% off. I just want you to go, but you'll be able to hang out with Joshua there and me, obviously, and all the other people. It's going to be so awesome. But yeah, I look forward to hanging out with you again at RubeCon 2023. But man, thanks again, buddy. It's great seeing you again. And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.